It's time for MedVid on Movies.
The action in The Wolverine begins when Hugh Jackman's brooding, isolated character is suddenly sought out by an aging, all-powerful Japanese industrialist.
I've been trying to find the Wolverine for over a year.
It's not who I am anymore.
My employer wants to say thank you for saving his life all those years ago.
That industrialist, played by Hal Yamanuchi, wants to make a trade for the Wolverine's mysterious healing powers.
I wanted to offer you something no one else can. I can end your eternity, make you mortal.
What I am can't be undone.
Don't be so sure.
And I was fairly sure that I'd be both bored and annoyed by yet another Marvel Comics retread of familiar material. But The Wolverine is surprisingly strong, even fresh and emotionally rich at some points. The director is James Mangold, who previously crafted such critical favorites as 310 to Yuma, Walk the Line, and Girl Interrupted. Here, the plot contains some clever twists and big surprises, as well as an unexpected element of romance featuring the lovely and wonderful Tao Okamoto. The 3D special effects and combat scenes are also spectacular and inventive. Rated PG-13 with sometimes sadistic comic book violence and discreet but haunting elements of sexuality. Even if you've had enough of the X-Men franchise, you could be pleasantly surprised by The Wolverine. 3 stars.